Finally today, the Commonwealth Bank's insurance arm CommInsure has just pleaded guilty to 87 counts of cold calling about its insurance products. The CBA is the first major bank to plead guilty to criminal charges relating to the Banking Royal Commission. Business reporter David Taylor joins me now. David, take us through the criminal charges that the bank is admitting to.
Well, Eleanor, we've got many phone calls that have been made by CommInsure's telemarketing arm, if you like, and you're not allowed to cold call customers or any customers that you have in your books to sell life insurance products in this country. So basically, ASIC took a CommInsure to court to say, look, we think you've done this and we want to get to the bottom of it. Interestingly enough, this was a big issue that was raised during the Banking Royal Commission. We heard that horrible story of the man with Down syndrome that took a phone call from a spruiker. And he didn't know what was going on. And that goes to the very heart of why this issue is so important. There are people that may get phone calls from banks selling and making unsolicited phone calls, trying to sell these products. And it's just an absolute mess when it goes wrong. So that's the heart of what's happening here. Now, ASIC last month took CommInsure to court and said, look, this is what we're unhappy about. And today, effectively, the judge has asked for a statement of facts by ASIC. The statement of facts have been delivered. CommInsure has pleaded guilty. In a few hours' time, we'll find out exactly what the penalties are.
So what penalty is the Commonwealth Bank likely to face for such charges?
Look, this is where it gets a little bit tricky because the actual maximum penalty for this, Eleanor, is only $1.8 million. So it's not exactly a big fine. It may set a precedent for what could happen next in terms of a bigger fine, but not the biggest fine in the world.
David Taylor, our business reporter.